It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. That's Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, at Scott Bertram on Twitter. Daniel Ash, a birthday today, singer-songwriter. He was in Lovin' Rockets, had a fairly big hit with So Alive. Daniel Ash turned 63 years old today. Welcoming on to the program, Casey B. Mulligan, insider, scholar, former chief economist to the President's Council of Economic Advisors, and his book, You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. You can find it at Amazon.com and elsewhere. Casey, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott.
Appreciate you being with us. Tell us, what does a chief advisor for the or chief economist of the Council of Economic Advisors do in practice?
It can vary by administration. I really specialize in preparing public documents, reports for the president. We have an economic report of the president that law requires us to do, although we love doing it. And that was really our opportunity to document all the things that the president was doing. He really wasn't getting news, you know, with the distractions about Russia and other things, but he was doing amazing things on regulation and taxation, crime rates coming down. So we kind of brought those things together, made sure the findings were bulletproof. And then the president could use that in speeches when he walked out to the helicopter, and he loved using that kind of stuff. So We were kind of feeding him that sort of information.
How engaged in your experience was the president on some of these policies and facts and figures that you're presenting to him? How much did he want them? How much did he use them?
Oh, he was very engaged. He was often asking. I got a call in the middle of the night once. I think there was a little mix-up on who was in what time zone, but we had a great jobs report, and he wanted to make sure that we were bragging about that and helping him brag about it well enough. So, you know, I was awake by 3 a.m. that day, and then later in the day, I see all over cable news, the president isn't paying any attention to the good jobs report because he's distracted by the border or something like that. In fact, he was the one waking us up in the middle of the night. In jobs report. So it was a great part of his presidency so far, and he's also inclined toward that, you know, being from business and interacting a lot with workers and businessmen. He enjoyed it as well.
Casey B. Mulligan with us. You're Hired, his new book, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. How do you define populist? Why does President Trump perhaps qualify as a populist president?
Populism really is about the leadership or the political leadership, the rulemaking being done by a really small group of people, Ivy League graduates, that type of size of a group. But then the rest of the country having to follow those rules and being different groups, you know, they maybe don't understand each other very well. In particular, the rulemaking group doesn't understand the rest of America. They can make some rules that are harmful to them. And some of them were quite harmful, as rules around the opioid epidemic. People in Washington making the rules were the last to realize what a terrible problem this was. In fact, they were making it worse. And so the people in general get upset by that, and they want to boot them all out. That's what we saw in our country. We've seen it in other countries. And one problem is that people in charge think, well, this is just racism, or it's just people with a tribal mentality, and there's no real substance. No, there's real substance to the opioid epidemic and a lot of this crony capitalism. There's something real there, and the people are complaining and hurt by things real. And President Trump was kind of a political entrepreneur to actually listen to it and try to act on it.
Does the president understand what he's up against, and does he understand the stakes when we're talking about various policies and this fight that's happening in Washington?
Well, he understood the populist conflict. And he understood that people who were making the rules for so many years were going to be upset if they were thrown out, or even tried to throw them out, tried to reverse what they were doing, whether it be an endless wars or other things. So he knew they would be upset, although he's said many times he was surprised at their ability to fight back. One example that it kind of went through the news recently when I published an article about how people in Massachusetts have to buy Russian natural gas. Russia's nowhere close. Why can't Massachusetts get their natural gas from Pennsylvania? Well, they can't because the special interests have made it illegal for anyone to ship natural gas along the coast of the United States. The president thought this is a no-brainer. We're just going to allow that. We'll allow the ship to go from Maryland or wherever they export the gas and just ride up the coast a little bit to Massachusetts and drop it off and cut the Russians and Putin's boys out of the deal. And he learned pretty quickly that, you know, there's a massive political power behind that small group, and they shut that down. So still this winter, the people in Massachusetts will be buying Russian natural gas again.
Talking with Casey Mulligan, his new book, You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. Casey, what do you think the president considers success? How does he measure himself in office?
The jobs numbers, the GDP numbers, I think especially the job numbers are a little more concrete, but GDP numbers as well. And that, you know, we had a recession 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and we really never recovered from that. And he was very happy to see through deregulation and putting the corporate tax in line with the rest of the world, to see manufacturing jobs growing again, and to see national jobs growing at deep into a recovery. So that he's results oriented. So he's oriented toward results. A lot of his policies haven't fully taken effect yet because, you know, the ship of state has turned pretty slowly. So he also talks a lot about the deregulation efforts he's made and the results that they'll bring. Like the deregulation he did around automobile manufacturing doesn't really take effect until 2025. So he doesn't have new automobile to show today, but it's coming in the future, and he'll brag about those sort of things as well.
KCB Mulligan, a former chief economist of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, the brand new book, You're Hired, Untold Successes and Failures of a Populist President. Casey, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have a good day, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Craig Stiles about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.